It's part of an ongoing series of works called the Health and Safety Violation Series, which are basically intended to challenge the viewer and the exhibiting institution. And it is, the bottom line is, some of them are more sound more dangerous than they actually are. Some of them are extremely dangerous. I mean, 33,000 ball bearings on the floor, which you walk on. Spinning plum bobs. Are they actually that dangerous? You can walk through them. You're wearing a hard hat. So it's just that sort of pushing the boundaries of what we'll do. And also, we all have this sort of personal level of risk which we're willing to accept. People go bungee jumping, you know, racing, motorcycles, I don't know what else, rock climbing. Other people knit. You know, we all have a different level of what we want to do. And I'm just pushing, kind of, it's a bit like trying to get your fingernails on the thread that's coming out of a bundle and just pulling it and seeing what happens. Basically, it is viewing by appointment. People are required to sign a health and safety waiver. Hard hats are issued, and along with eye protection. And it's the aim. I mean, someone has asked me, is the aim to dodge them or to get hit by them? The aim is just to experience it. It doesn't care. It's a piece of art. It's doing its thing. It's not interactive in the sense of if I lean on this, you know. It's not reactive. It doesn't even know we exist. It's doing its thing. You know. Personally, I'd avoid getting hit by them. You know, but that's my predilection, yeah. If you like.